भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 11 द इंट्रोडक्शन एंड वर्सेस 1 एंड 2 विल रीड वर्स 1 टुगेदर एंड आई विल गो ऑन टू 2 बिकॉज़ देयर इज नो परपोर्ट. This is the introduction to chapter 11, The Childhood Pastimes of Krishna. This chapter describes how the inhabitants of Gokula left Gokula and went to Vrindavan, and how Krishna killed Vatsasura and Bakasura. When the Yamalarjuna trees fell, they made a tremendous sound, like that of falling thunderbolts. Being surprised, Krishna's father Nanda and other elderly inhabitants of Gokula went to the spot where they saw the fallen trees. And Krishna, standing between them, bound to the ulukala, the wooden mortar. They could find no cause for the trees having fallen and Krishna's being there. They thought this might be the work of some other asura who had met Krishna on this spot. And they inquired from the playmates of Krishna about how the whole incident had taken place. The children properly described how everything had happened, but the elderly persons could not believe the story. Some of them, however, thought it might be true, since they had already seen many wonderful incidents in connection with Krishna. Anyway, Nanda Maharaj immediately released Krishna from the ropes. In this way, Krishna, at every day and every moment, displayed wonderful incidents to increase the parental affection of Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda, who thus felt both surprise and joy. The breaking of the Yamala Arjunas was one of these wonderful pastimes. One day, a fruit vendor approached Nanda Maharaj's house, and Krishna gathered some food grains with his little palms and went to the vendor to exchange the grains for fruit. On the way, almost all the grains fell from his palms, only one or two grains remaining, but the fruit vendor, out of full affection, accepted these grains in exchange for as much fruit as Krishna could take. As soon as she did this, her basket became filled with gold and jewels. Thereafter, all the elderly gopas decided to leave Gokul because they saw that in Gokul there was always some disturbance. They decided to go to Vrindavan, Brajadham, and the next day they all departed. In Vrindavan, both Krishna and Balaram, after finishing their childhood pastimes, began to take charge of the calves and send them to the pasturing grounds, Gocharana. During this time, a demon named Vatsasura entered among the calves and was killed, and another asura, in the shape of a big duck, was also killed. The playmates of Krishna narrated all these stories to their mothers. The mothers could not believe their children, Krishna's playmates, because of full affection, they enjoyed these narrations of Krishna's activities. Text number 1. Sri Suka Uvacha Gopa Nandadayo Sutma Drumayo Patato Ravam Tatra Jagmu Kurushresta Nirgata Bhaya Sankitaha Sri Suka Uvacha Gopananda Daya Shutva Drumayo Patato Navam tatra jagmo kuru shrestha nirgata vaya sankitaha Sri Suku uvacha Gopananda daya shutva Drumayo patato ravam Tata jagmu kuru shrestha Nirgata vaya sankitaha Sri Suku uvacha Gopananda daya shutva Jumayo patato ravam Tatra jagmu kuru shrestha Nirgata vaya sankitaha Sri Shuka uvacha Gopananda daya shutva Jumayo patata obamam Tata jagmu kuru shrestha Nirgata vaya sankitaha Sri Shuka uvacha Gopananda daya shutva Drumayo patato ravam Tata jagmu kuru shrestha Nirgata vaya sankitaha Sri Shuka uvacha Gopananda daya shutva Drumayo patato ravam Tata jagmu kuru shrestha Nirgaya sankitaha Matajis Sri Suku vacha Kaponanda daya shutva Drumayo patata yuram Tata jagmu kuru shrestha Nirgata paya sankitaha Sri Suka uvacha Gopananda daya shutva Jumayo patato ravam Tata jagmu kuru shrestha Nirgata vaya sankitaha Sri Suka uvacha Sri Sukadeva Goswami said Gopa all the cowherd men Nanda Adaya headed by Nanda Maharaj Shutpa hearing Jumayo of the two trees, patato, falling down, ravam, the high sound, as terrible as a thunderbolt, tatra, there on the spot, ajagmu, went, kurushrestha, O Maharaj Parikit, Nirgatabhaya Sankitaha who were afraid of falling thunderbolts. Translation. Sukadeva Goswami continued, O Maharaj Parikit, when the Yama Arjun trees fell, all the cowherd men in the neighborhood, hearing the fierce sound and fearing thunderbolts, went to the spot. Text 2. Mumyam nipatito tatra tadrisur yamala arjuna babramus tad avegyaya lakshyam patana karanam. There they saw the fallen yama arjuna trees on the ground. But they were bewildered because even though they could directly perceive that the trees had fallen, they could not trace out the cause for their having done so. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Considering all the circumstances, had this been done by Krishna? He was standing on the spot and his playmates described that this had been done by him. Had Krishna actually done this? Or were these merely stories? This was a cause of bewilderment. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Kiranjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So herein, Krishna's pastimes are bewildering to his mother and father. But the coward boys, his associates, his friends, they can understand what actually took place and how Krishna is superhuman. So these pastimes, so many pastimes in this chapter, and as the chapters go on in the 10th canto, we'll hear about the fruit vendor, how she, I thought fruit vendor was a he, but here Prabhupada says she. It's a she. Huh? How the fruit vendor, she gave Krishna the benediction when he gave few grains of rice, all that he had left. He had dropped while carrying the palmful, little palmful in baby Krishna's hand. He had dropped all the rice, only a few grains. She was so appreciative, she gave him benediction. He could take any fruit, as much fruit as he liked. And when she turned around, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, had turned her cart full of jewels and precious gems. This is Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means to fill up the consciousness, the mind, with Krishna Katha, with Krishna. Srila Prabhupada says, one can think of Krishna's instructions in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's pastimes, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Krishna's service. We fill ourselves up with these three things. In this material world, everyone is filled up with their own pastimes. They're filled up with their own instructions and the instructions of their bosses and their seniors. And they're filled up with their mundane service. And therefore, there is constant unhappiness. Dukkhayalam ashashvatam is a fact. You fill your consciousness up with consciousness of your material body, and gradually as things go sour, birth, death, disease, and old age, there's no longer the happiness that that youthful body, that the consciousness of the youthfulness brought you. So in this material world, the happiness that's derived has a beginning and an end. But in the spiritual world, the happiness is anantam, ever increasing and non-ending. When one chants Hare Krishna mantra, when one fills up the brain with Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's instruction, culminating in Sarvadharman Parityaja Mamikam Sharanam Braja, as Savas Prabhu was saying in his class on Gaurapurnima. Surrender. Give up everything and surrender. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bolo Krishna Bhaje Krishna Kuru Krishna Shiksha. Chant Hare Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Bhaje Krishna, worship Lord Krishna in the deity form. Kuru Krishna Shiksha. Study the teachings of Krishna and give those studies to others as we fill up the consciousness with this instruction from Krishna. The consciousness becomes transcendentalized. Srila Prabhupada explains, just like we have an orange, we cut it up and offer it to Krishna, it is prasadam. You may say it's an orange, but it is prasadam, Prabhupada says. It is prasadam. It becomes transcendentalized in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So our consciousness, too, becomes transcendentalized when we hear and chant these pastimes of Krishna, instructions of Krishna, and service of Krishna, and fill our consciousness up, just like on the festival day of Gaurapurnima. I think most devotees were so busy. We were all so busy chanting, serving, praying, engaged in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's service, that the festival becomes such a blissful day. Because the consciousness isn't thinking mundane thoughts. How's my body? Is everything going good? Am I shaking or not? Will I find happiness in this material world? What happened to Dick and Jane? Unlimited material thoughts, concoction of sense gratification. But one is engaged in hearing, chanting, serving Krishna. There's an interesting story I told years ago. We were distributing books in the mid-70s at Port Authority. Port Authority is in New York. It's a bus terminal. And it's kind of lower class, when you say Bhrigupati. Maybe nowadays it's better. But it's a lot of characters. I think it's on 42nd Street or some tough part of New York, Manhattan. So we were distributing books there. I was with one Prabhu named Pragosh Prabhu. And it was time to go. So I went to the locker and got our books. And one prostitute had approached Pragosh. So I was very interested, practically. What's he going to say to her? She's approaching him, and we're leaving. I wasn't spying on him, but I was right behind him, and he didn't know it. So maybe you could say I was spying. She made her proposition. She was a young, vibrant prostitute. I'll stop there. And I was interested, what will he tell her after her approach? And he said to her, when she said, would you come home with me or come to some place with me? It was 5 o'clock. He said, it's 5 o'clock right now. I've got to get home and shower at our temple in the Brahmacharya Ashram and make it to Sundar Arti by 6:30. Then after Sundar Arti, we have Bhagavad Gita class at 7. And then at 7:30, 7:45, we go upstairs and listen to Krishna book and drink hot milk. And I would like to invite you to come with me. And she was looking, her jaw had dropped, and she was trying to figure out, what's he talking about? And I was smiling, because just like Haridas Thakur, he was approached by the prostitute. And he said, sit right here. I have to finish chanting my rounds. As soon as I'm done finished chanting, as soon as I finish chanting, I'll fulfill all your desires. I'll take care of everything. So he was chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. 300,000 rounds? 300,000 names. I'm sorry. Takes all day, all night. There's no time left over. She even got to the point where she was mimicking. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. But she was sitting and waiting, and she became a devotee, and later was given by Haridas Thakur a service of serving Tulsi Devi by chanting and worshiping Tulsi Devi. So this is Krishna consciousness. To fill the brain up and our activity up and our day up so much with Krishna consciousness, there's no time for Maya. There's no time in our mind for planning for sense gratification, for thinking about sense gratification. Because our consciousness is filled with Krishna. The day is filled with service. The morning is filled with sadhana. Then there's service all day. So much service for Lord Krishna. The deity worship, preaching Krishna consciousness, distributing prasadam, distributing books, running the gift shop, running the restaurant. So many activities. Managing the activities. And then in the evening again, chanting Hare Krishna. There's no time for Maya. When I first came to the movement in Seattle, I had worked previously in the National Forest in between college and joining the Hare Krishnas in Kings Canyon National Park. And I applied for Mount Rainier, I think it was called. Outside of Seattle. Beautiful park in Washington. And it was in the forest, very peaceful, kind of pseudo-mode of goodness. So, when things got rough, or the brahmacharis were fighting, or I had some problem, I was always thinking, I'm going to go to Mount Rainier. I'm going to leave this. But there was never any time to leave. We were so busy on Sankirtan with the morning program, the evening program, we didn't even have time to leave. I thought about it in the beginning. But then the thoughts dissipated because I realized I'll never get out of here. The president had kept us so engaged, and ultimately it became very pleasurable. Krishna conscious pleasure. Anandamaya Vyasat. Full of transcendental joy. self-satisfaction. Not satisfaction of the senses, but satisfaction of the soul. Yayatma supersedati. Satisfaction in the heart of the soul, the peacefulness of the heart that everyone is looking for. We strive after material sense gratification, material pleasure, satisfaction of the senses, and we get frustrated. Because the senses, the gratification of the senses, have a beginning and an end. But satisfaction of the self, of the soul, is unlimited and continues forever and is non-ending. We're only touching upon the satisfaction of the soul. Srila Prabhupada was always absorbed in Krishna and feeling so much self-satisfaction, even right before he left this planet. He was maybe some 80 pounds, 38 kilos, and he didn't even, his nerve endings were exposed because there was so little skin tissue from not eating for months and months because of his external condition. But Prabhupada wasn't, "Oh, I'm in so much pain, I can't believe this. Can somebody get me some dilaudid or morphine?" Prabhupada was in so much spiritual ecstasy, he wasn't even concerned. Prabhupada gives the example that, materially speaking, I think it was this Stalin. Was it Stalin? Stalin underwent an operation. They wanted to give him the anesthesia, the chloroform, some type. Nowadays they give you propofol. You're gone. You don't feel anything. You don't know where you went. Recently, they did a procedure. The anesthesiologist came in, gave me a little shot, something, said, "Now we're going to take you to the operating room for your procedure. You'll go home at 4, you'll be out." Maybe it was 8 in the morning for 1 or 2 hours. At 4 o'clock, I woke up. I don't even remember being in an operating room for a procedure. They woke me up in 4. Mr. Sura, "You got to leave. We need this bed." Stalin was so absorbed in conquering the world, in spreading his brand of communism in Russia. Was it? Russia. That when they performed some operation on him, he was wide awake. No local anesthesia, no general anesthesia, no pills for pain. He didn't need, materially speaking. Our Srila Prabhupada, absorbed in transcendence, absorbed in spreading Krishna consciousness. They told me they were going to do some procedure, basic procedure. I said, "You're going to give me anesthesia, right?" They said, "No, for this we do it in the office. Remove such and such part of your body. Cut off this or that. We don't give I said, well, you're going to fill me full of pills or something. Ultimately, because I cried, they gave me something local and took whatever it was. And then even we went in later, the doctor had said, actually, you need two more stitches because these stitches came loose. I said, okay. So I was waiting. I thought he'd give me what they do is they give you a local anesthesia. They put a shot in your toe or wherever it was. And he came in and he didn't give me the anesthesia. He just started sewing with a needle. And I was kind of screaming out loud. And he was like, oh, I didn't think you had much feeling in your feet and toes. I said, no, there's feeling. So for us mundane persons, we're not so much absorbed in Krishna that we don't feel pain. But for the transcendentalist, he's so absorbed in Krishna. The doctor said that Srila Prabhupada should have been completely in pain at the end, so many days. But Prabhupada was still trying to translate Srimad Bhagavatam, meeting with the devotees from his departure bed, engaged in transcendental activities, absorbed in Krishna Katha. So this is Krishna consciousness. To absorb ourselves so much in Krishna consciousness, even when you go for a procedure, medical procedure, if you have to. No, I don't need anesthesia. I'm absorbed in Krishna. I'm not there. But one has to be so absorbed, can you imagine? So absorbed in Krishna Katha and Krishna's instructions and Krishna's pastimes. We have to spread Krishna consciousness, making plans, not for sense gratification, not for me and my body, my loved ones, so-called, my home. I've got to fix the light in the kitchen and the bathroom. Bathtub needs some kind of... Of course, for Krishna, we have to do these things also. But we're thinking, it's for my body, for my own pleasure. It's for Krishna's pleasure. We absorb ourselves in Krishna's service so that at the time of death, just like we visited a few days ago, Bhrigupati was coming out. At St. John's Hospital, Gayatri Mata, Prabhu. And she's kind of at the end. They stopped the dialysis. They stopped the chemo. I said, Gayatri, what's happening? She said, oh, doctor said I'm doing good. Actually, that's not exactly what the doctor said. May leave any day now. And she was, because devotees were all there, Bhrigupati Prabhu, so many Matajis were there, her sons, her Amarendra Prabhu, everyone chanting and preaching Prabhupada, she was actually filled up with Krishna Katha. She was seeing. She had some association with Prabhupada's sister, Pisima. She taught her to cook years and years ago. And she was seeing Pisima in the room. And she was absorbed in the Shingadev. So that at the time of death, one's only thinking of Krishna, not this body, not the doctors and the nurses, not my hospice situation, but that one is thinking of Lord Krishna, 100%, of Nrsimhadev, of Srila Prabhupada. Just like we always tell the story, we're so amazed. Myself and Savas, I think Naikatma was there at the time of the passing. I think I was there. Of this devotee, what was his name? Sudama. And his mother came. She was a Christian lady, but two of her sons were Hare Krishnas. And so at the time of his passing, she screamed out to him, Sudama, think of Krishna, go to Prabhupada. That's his mother. She's been giving him instructions his whole life. Pick up this, throw out that. And she's telling him at the time of death, he's leaving his body, think of Krishna, go to Prabhupada. They were from New York, African American, Sudam Maharaj, Sudam Prabhu. And he passed at that time. Devotees were reading to him, chanting with him. So we may not be so lucky to be surrounded by devotees and ordered by our mothers to think of Krishna, go to Prabhupada. So we have to prepare. This Krishna consciousness is the art of dying. You may be 20 years old. You may be 28 years old. But one day you'll have to leave this world. It's not just for old people. As we've oftentimes said, Amala Bhakta Maharaj will outlive us all. You young boys and girls, you'll be gone. Amala Bhakta Maharaj will still be here. So don't think death is for old people. He's the, externally speaking, oldest. Death is going to happen to everyone. And this Krishna consciousness is the art of dying. We have to be prepared. So absorbed in Krishna's service, so absorbed in thoughts of Krishna's instructions, so absorbed in Krishna's pastimes, as given here in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna book, that at the time of death, we're just thinking of Krishna. No other thoughts. Not thinking anymore of anything mundane or mundanely satisfying, but thinking of pleasing Krishna. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.